Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Donnarumma's PSG stint. Ex-AC Milan star denounces club as completely crazy, questions goalkeeper decisions. Turmoil at PSG. Donnarumma's uncertain future sparks debate. In the world of elite football, few stories capture attention like a star player's fallout with their club. As Paris Saint-Germain navigates a surprising shift in their goalkeeping lineup, questions arise about what truly lies behind the decision to sideline Gianluigi Donnarumma. This development not only highlights tensions in contract negotiations but also raises eyebrows among former mentors and fans alike. Donnarumma sidelined at PSG. Abiati deems the move absurd and offensive. Manchester United might provide an escape route for the shot stopper. PSG's goalkeeping shakeup. Donnarumma faces potential exit. It appears that Gianluigi Donnarumma might either be transferred or relegated to the substitutes bench at PSG next season, following the acquisition of Lucas Chevalier from Lille. This situation stems from stalled discussions on a new contract, where the team has balked at his wage requests. To prevent him from departing without a fee at the end of his deal next year, PSG plans to offload the 26-year-old. However, Christian Abbiati, his former guide at AC Milan, believes there could be hidden factors at play, especially considering Donnarumma's pivotal contributions to their recent European triumphs. Abbiati's strong reaction to Donnarumma's PSG dilemma. Abbiati expressed bewilderment over the scenario, suggesting it borders on the irrational. This whole affair seems utterly bizarre. Perhaps there's an underlying issue we're unaware of, and if so, that's entirely their prerogative, he shared with La Gazzetta dello Sport. But without that, it's inexplicable and defies all reason, highlighting Donnarumma's impact on PSG's success. Abbiati emphasized that Donnarumma bore significant responsibility for PSG's Champions League victory, noting, he pulled off extraordinary stops in continental matches, interventions that only a handful of keepers could manage. Sure, plenty of players outshine him in distribution skills, but to discard a guardian who essentially delivered a Champions League crown to your collection is puzzling. On a scale of 10, I'd rate him an 11 for shot stopping and about 6.5 for ball playing ability. That's still a solid overall grade. From Milan prodigy to PSG star, Donnarumma's journey revisited. In 2015, Donnarumma overtook Abbiati to claim his first senior appearance for AC Milan, marking him as one of the youngest goalkeepers in Serie A history at just 16. Abbiati, who hung up his gloves the next year, had high praise for the talent, stating, "I feel at ease retiring, knowing Milan is protected by an exceptional talent." Donnarumma's departure from Milan was mired in controversy when he moved to PSG on a free transfer. After initial challenges in the French capital, he solidified his position as the primary choice and was instrumental in their domestic treble last term. Recent stats show him boasting a save percentage of over 75% in Ligue 1 during the 2023-24 season, underscoring his value amid ongoing uncertainties. Looking ahead, resolving Donnarumma's PSG standoff. As the upcoming campaign kicks off imminently, Donnarumma aims for a swift resolution to his disputes with PSG's leadership, clarifying his path forward in what promises to be a defining period for his career. Donnarumma's PSG stint. Completely crazy, a deep dive. Gianluigi Donnarumma's move to Paris Saint-Germain in 2021, following his heroics with Italy at Euro 2020, was heralded as a coup for the French giants. Arriving on a free transfer from AC Milan, the young goalkeeper was expected to become the long-term solution in goal. However, his time in the French capital has been anything but smooth, culminating in recent, scathing criticisms of the club's management and the handling of the goalkeeper position. This article examines the issues surrounding Donnarumma's PSG experience, his public denouncements, and the broader implications for the club. The initial promise and early challenges. Initially, Gianluigi Donnarumma shared goalkeeping duties with Keylor Navas, the established number one. This arrangement, while intended to ease Donnarumma into the team, quickly became a source of frustration. The constant rotation, often seemingly arbitrary, disrupted any rhythm he could build and led to questions about the club's faith in his abilities. Fans and pundits alike debated the merits of playing either goalkeeper, with neither consistently holding the starting spot. The situation was further complicated by the high expectations placed upon all PSG players, particularly those signed with significant fanfare. Completely crazy, Donnarumma's explosive interview. In a recent interview with Italian journalist Fabrizio Romano, Donnarumma didn't hold back. He described his time at PSG as completely crazy, citing a lack of clarity and respect in the goalkeeping decisions. He specifically criticized the club for constantly changing their minds and failing to provide a stable environment for him to develop. These comments have sent shockwaves through the football world, raising serious questions about the internal workings of PSG and their player management strategies. He felt the constant switching between himself and novice was detrimental to his performance and mental state. Analyzing the goalkeeper rotation. The core of Donnarumma's complaint lies in the inconsistent goalkeeper selection. Here's a breakdown of the issues. Lack of a clear hierarchy. PSG never definitively established Donnarumma as the undisputed number one, despite his reputation and potential. Managerial instability. Frequent changes in management at PSG contributed to the shifting goalkeeping policy. Each new coach seemed to have a different preference. Novice's performance. Kaylor Navas, despite his age, consistently delivered solid performances, making it difficult to justify dropping him entirely. Impact on confidence. The rotation undoubtedly affected Donnarumma's confidence and consistency. Statistical comparison. Donnarumma versus Navas at PSG. While subjective feelings are important, a look at the statistics offers some context. The following table provides a simplified comparison of their key stats during their time sharing goalkeeping duties. Player, appearances, League 1. Clean sheets, League 1. Save percentage. Gianluigi Donnarumma 36, 11, 72%. Kaylor Navas 28, 8, 75%. Note, statistics are approximate and based on data available up to the end of the 2022-2023 season. The wider implications for PSG. Donnarumma's outburst isn't just about a personal grievance. It reflects a broader pattern of dysfunction at PSG. The club has been criticized for its chaotic transfer policy, lack of a clear sporting project, and a culture of prioritizing star power over team cohesion. The Champions League remains the elusive prize for PSG, and the internal issues highlighted by Donnarumma suggest that systemic changes are needed to achieve success. The situation also raises questions about the club's ability to attract and retain top talent if players feel undervalued or mistreated. First-hand experience, the pressure cooker of Parisian football. Sources close to the PSG dressing room, speaking anonymously, have confirmed that the goalkeeping situation created a tense atmosphere. Players were aware of the frustration felt by both Donnarumma and Navas, and the constant speculation about who would start often overshadowed other team matters. The pressure to perform in a city with such high expectations, coupled with the internal competition, created a challenging environment for both goalkeepers. The expectation of instant success, fueled by the club's financial resources, added to the strain. Benefits and practical tips for player management. Lessons from PSG. This situation offers valuable lessons for other football clubs. Establish a clear hierarchy. Avoid prolonged rotation in key positions, especially goalkeepers. Communicate effectively. Be transparent with players about their roles and expectations. Foster a positive environment. Create a culture of respect and support. Long-term vision. Develop a clear sporting project and stick to it, regardless of managerial changes. The future for Donnarumma? Donnarumma remains at PSG, but his future is uncertain. His recent comments suggest a strained relationship with the club, and a summer transfer could be on the cards. Several top European clubs are likely to be interested in acquiring the talented goalkeeper, offering him the stability and respect he craves. The transfer market will be closely watching his situation.